Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. And we'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and our local communities. Can I speak with Jose Lizarraga, please?
Yeah, this is Jose.
Okay. Question, and just for qualification purpose of the survey, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
5 years.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is your primary branch of the trade? PCC or restoration, marble mason, mason helper or finisher, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, plasterer, tile or marble finisher, cement mason or bricklayer, refractory bricklayer or stone mason or tile setter?
Refractory bricklayer.
A refractory, okay. All right, sir, in the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper or improver?
I was a foreman, actually.
Finisher or helper, you say?
Foreman.
Foreman, okay.
Yeah.
Right, sir, and then yes or no, are you currently working at that trade? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, you know, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in that, you know, in your craft, if any?
No, I've been busy all year, basically.
Okay, so, all right, then yes or no, have you found a, you know, necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. I was sort of thinking about, you know, what you see in your local community. Do you get the sense that, you know, there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were, you know, this time last year?
About the same.
About the same. Okay. All right, and do you get the sense that this, you know, these are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
The same. All right. All right, sir, and yes or no, do you get this sense that these are enough union, you know, craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm actually in yes or no thinking about, you know, all the jobs on which you work, you know, in the past 12 months. Was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
No steward. Okay. All right, and yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Nope.
Okay. All right, sir, thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded by primarily through your state or local government, or was it privately through the federal government, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, and thinking about, you know, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
About the same.
Okay, about the same as now, right? Okay. All right, sir. Yeah. Now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe in the next 2 years, next 2 or 3 years, it will, you know, get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
About what? Economics?
Yeah, just the economic situation, our family's economic situation.
I'll get worse.
Get worse? Okay. All right, sir, and then switching gears a bit, thinking about your work and, you know, on the job site, which of the following health and safety hazards are you most concerned about, you know, on the job? Would that be dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
Careless people on the job.
Which one?
Careless people
on the job, okay. Careless people. Gotcha. Okay, and yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Would that be yes in person, online, or no?
I haven't.
Okay, so no, right? Okay. All right, sir. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have, you know, participated in any activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
No.
What about union organization? Or union organizing? Union organizing.
What's the question?
If you have participated in any of these activities, union organizing, yes or no? Okay, what about political canvassing?
No.
Okay, none of those. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir. And, in the last 12 months, you know, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Never. Okay. All right, and changing, you know, the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are, you know, mostly likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. Okay, here's the first one. Friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, print or online newspaper, cable news, radio, or the internet or social media? Which one would be the first one you watch that you get your information from?
Internet.
Okay, be internet. Okay, internet and social media, right? Okay, and which one would be your second one? Would be friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, or print or online newspaper, cable news, or radio?
Radio.
Okay. Second, and your third. Would it be friends and neighbors? Okay. And your fourth one, with local TV news programming, or print or online newspaper, or cable news.
Online newspaper.
Newspaper. Okay. All right. And print online newspaper, you say, right? And the other one be local TV news programming or cable news?
Cable news.
Okay. Then the last one, local program. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? You know, I will be immigration, the environment, healthcare, foreign policy, jobs in the economy, education, support for labor unions, or something else?
What's the question?
Which of the following issues matters most to you right now?
Oh, okay.
That'd be jobs and healthcare?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that the federal elected officials support it?
It's very important.
Very important. Okay. All right, and generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports, the prevailing wage protection of this Davis-Bacon Act? Would that be Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
I don't know that one.
Okay. Don't know that. All right, sir, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis, over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more on this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The Auto Workers.
Would that be much more out of workers or just someone more?
Say that again.
Would you support the United Auto Workers much more or just someone more?
Much more.
Much more. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. We almost are pretty much done with this survey. I only have a few more questions and we should be done. Okay. I really appreciate your time. Okay. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as a president overall, would you strongly agree, approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of his job?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Okay, what about healthcare?
Disapprove.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Okay, what about immigration?
Yeah, strongly disapprove.
The economy.
Inflation, strongly disapprove.
Okay, foreign affairs.
What was that?
Foreign affairs? Foreign? Yes, foreign, from other overseas.
Yeah.
Would you strongly disapprove? Strongly, okay. What about support for labor unions?
Support for labor unions. I don't know that one.
Okay, don't know that one. All right. All right, sir. And do you disapprove or approve the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Would that be just somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove of their job?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, are you registered to vote, yes or no?
To vote?
Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
Probably 50-50.
Okay. All right, sir, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Republican, always.
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects, you know, your career, your job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and turning back to BAC, you know, BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Just fair, okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the, you know, international union? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Just fair. All right. All right, sir. And how, you know, how could the union best improve its present, you know, representation and service? In your own words, can you tell me how could they improve its representation and service?
Yeah, they should fight for getting better wages in my local union in Utah. I feel like compared to other trades like iron workers, like electricians, our trades one of the lowest paid trades, and we are one of the most skilled workers in the country.
Okay, so you said first that they should fight. They should fight for better wages, right?
Yeah.
And then
compared to other trades.
Okay. Compare to other trades, right?
Mm-hmm.
To other trades, okay. Okay, sir, and what do you think the union's top priority should be, you know, for the rest of the year and for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on, in your opinion?
Getting better wages, better deals.
Okay, okay. Better deals, you say?
Yeah, better wage, a better deal with, you know, on the company.
Okay, and wages. And wages, okay. All right, sir, and what is your preferred, you know, way to receive information from your union? Would you say text, like SMS, mail, union meetings, email, or job site?
Text messages.
Through text or mail or union meetings or email or job site?
Text messages.
Through where?
Text messages.
Text message. Okay. All right, sir. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding, you know, legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC, to BAC? Would you say four or more times a year, couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Like, you know, four times a year.
About four times a year? Okay. All right, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, okay? Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat or something else?
Republican.
Republican, okay. All right, sir, and would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong.
A strong, okay. All right, sir, and just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Latino, Hispanic.
Okay. Latino, Hispanic. All right, sir, and just finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Okay.
Okay, you say Jose, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so say, that was the last question. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.